Saturday, January the 1st, 1983. New Year's Day. These are my New Year's resolutions. 1. I will study at least 2 hours a night for my exams. 2. I will stop thinking erotic thoughts during school hours. 3. I will try to like Bert Baxter's dog. 4. I will get my mother and father together again. Sunday, January the 2nd. I've only grown 5 or 6 centimetres since last year, so I suppose I must accept the fact that I will be one of those people who never get a good view in the cinema. My skin is covered in spots, my ears stick out, and my hair won't look fashionable no matter how I comb it. Negotiations are taking place between my parents for a return to their married state. My mother said, "How can it work, Adrian? There's so much to forget." I suggested hypnosis. Tuesday, January the 4th. More negotiations behind closed doors. As he left, I asked my father if it had been a good meeting. He said, "No comment," and got in his car. Wednesday, January the 5th. Negotiations have broken down. I heard a dish crashing to the kitchen floor, then a lot of shouting, then the door slammed. A message was passed to an intermediary, me, that new negotiations would be welcome. The message was passed on and the response was favourable, so I was asked to organise the time, place and babysitting details. Friday, January the 7th. The meeting took place in a Chinese restaurant at 8 p.m. Negotiations continued all evening and only stopped when one party returned home to feed the baby. Saturday, January the 8th. Both parties have made the following agreement. It is agreed that Pauline Monica Mole and George Arthur Mole will try to live in mutual harmony for a trial period of 1 month. If the following agreement is broken during that time, divorce proceedings will automatically follow. The agreement. 1. G.A.M. will do his share of the housework cheerfully and without being told to. 2. P.M.M. will keep her side of the bedroom in a hygienic and presentable condition. 3. Both parties will go to the pub at Sunday lunchtimes. 4. The children of the marriage will be given equal attention by both parents. 5. Financial matters will be discussed each Friday night at 7 p.m. 6. A separate bank account will be opened for PMM. 7. Neither party will have a relationship with the opposite sex without the full knowledge and consent of the other party. 8. PMM will not constantly mention the Doreen Slater episode. GAM will not constantly mention the Lucas episode. My sister and I were the witnesses. Rosie signed the agreement with an X. Monday, January the 10th. Horrible school started today. My sheepskin made quite an impression everywhere it went, and it went everywhere. It's too valuable to leave in the cloakroom. Pandora and I held hands at assembly, but the headmaster saw us and shouted at us. I consoled Pandora in the boys' toilets in the break. I explained that the headmaster was probably impotent, and it made him angry to see young lovers in the prime of life. Wednesday, January the 12th. Nigel has formed a gay club at school. He's the only member so far, but it will be interesting to see who else joins. Thursday, January the 13th. The headmaster has ordered the closure of the gay club. He said that the school couldn't allow the gym to be used for immoral purposes. Nigel pretended to be innocent. He said, "But sir, the gay club is for pupils who want to enjoy themselves during the break." "What is immoral about gaiety?" The headmaster said, "Nigel, the meaning of the word has changed over the years. It no longer just means cheerful. It now means something different." Nigel said, "What does it mean, sir?" The headmaster didn't answer. He obviously didn't want to say that gay means homosexual, So Nigel said, "Sorry, sir, I'll have to get an up-to-date dictionary." Sunday, January the 16th. I had to look after Rosie while my parents went to the pub. I pretended not to notice that her nappy needed to be changed, and acted surprised when my mother came back and said there was a terrible smell in the room. Now I come to a difficult entry. How do I feel about my father's return home? He's been home for a week now, and I've had lots of time to think about it. But they've had these reconciliations before, and they've ended in tragedy. So I think I'll wait until the kissing has stopped, and they're back to normal. Saturday, January the 22nd. Went into town with Pandora, who wanted to buy a pair of neon pink tights. We went into 50 shops, but none of the shops had neon pink. So Pandora's going to London to buy some. She said, "I really hate the provinces." Sunday, January the 23rd. Horrible Lucas phoned today. I told him that my mother was at the pub with my father. He asked me which pub, so I told him. And then he asked me lots of questions about Rosie. Then he said a strange thing. He said, "That's my girl." My parents came home in a very bad mood. It seems that my mother left the pub's darts match at a very important point to answer a telephone call. Tuesday, January the 25th. Amazing! Super! Brilliant! The water workers have gone on strike, so we can't have showers at school. The twice-weekly torture of everyone seeing my inferior muscles is finished. I hope the water workers continue the strike until I've left full-time education. Saturday, January the 29th. Bert Baxter phoned to ask why I hadn't been to see him. I said I'd been too busy, but I promised to go around tomorrow after dinner. Bert said, "Dinner? What's that?" I said, "You remember, Bert. It's meat, potatoes and vegetables." I invited him for dinner tomorrow, but when I told my parents, they were furious. They said they wanted to go and look at new houses tomorrow and were planning to get a Chinese takeaway. New houses? Why didn't they consult me? I've got my exams this year, and it's very important that I don't have any drastic changes in my life.